Breaches at the Office of Personnel Management's networks underscore how vulnerable the government is to hackers. Every federal employee can strengthen or weaken the government's cybersecurity. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp asked two experts to share some advice for being safe online during a training conference hosted by GovLoop. First voice you hear is Christina Dorvier. She's the Homeland Security Department's branch chief for cyber education and awareness. You'll also hear from Celia Paulson, an IT security specialist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
So there have been specific threat streams that we've seen on the classified side that do show that people who have access to specialized information can be more targets. I would just say whether you are a, you know, GS9 budget person who doesn't feel like they have any information that isn't already public through the, you know, appropriations process, or you are a contract specialist, or you're a program analyst, or whatever you might be doing, you know, for whatever agency, you still have access to information that other people might want, whether you realize it or not. And I think that's a unique factor for the federal interagency employees, right? We have access to data both directly and indirectly on our networks that you're using every day to perform your, you know, day-to-day job duties. So I would just say know that whether you feel like the information about the environmental policy for protecting wildlife is critically important to a nation state that might be seeking to get information about us, know that you might have connectivity to other things that are important, which might lead to other connectivity or access points that are important based on your access to networks. So I think just knowing that you are maybe in a special and unique position as a federal employee, and then ensuring that you keep that in mind with, you know, how you're protecting both your physical access to information. So I've seen, like, I travel a lot for my work job, obviously, and I have definitely seen folks leaving their laptops wide open on a train while they go to the snack car. You know, it's really easy for somebody. It's like we're really, really still trusting people, and that's great in many respects. But, you know, making sure that you're just thinking about those things as you kind of go about your regular business day to day.
And I know, especially in light of the OPM data breach, we've heard a lot about cyber hygiene, how we all have to look out for ourselves. And DHS has talked a lot about Einstein 3A, and it's this more aggressive cyber defense that they're deploying on all agency networks eventually. So as a federal employee, how much can you count on the government keeping your work phones and computers safe through things like Einstein? How much do you have to take responsibility
for? So the Department of Homeland Security is actually responsible for administering the Einstein 3A program, as well as other kind of continuous monitoring and intrusion detection system opportunities, both for state government networks in coordination with the multi-state ISAC, which is the group that kind of coordinates that for the state entity, but also for, like, as I mentioned before, the .gov effort. So I would just ask you this. When you shop at a retailer, let's say Target, for example, do you expect that your information that you're sharing with them, your credit card data, your purchasing history, whatever it might be, is safe? You do, because it's in their best interest as a business to make sure that they have return customers, right? It wasn't Target that necessarily caused the issues that you saw very widely publicized in the media. It was their HVAC, the third-party heating cooling system people. I said HVAC. Not everybody's a homeowner and probably knows what that is. So, like, you know, their heating cooling system people that were came in and were doing work, and that's how the bad guys, if you will, got access to their network. So it wasn't because Target didn't have a vested interest, right? So, to that note, you can't rely on just your IT department, who is doing everything they can, including using the resources provided by the Department of Homeland Security, ensuring they're meeting the minimum standards, both in FISMA and other requirements. Many of you probably have PIV cards, and you're required now two-factor authentication to even log into your system. So there's all those things that are happening to help kind of protect you. But if you click on the phishing email that slips through, if you open an attachment forwarded to you even by a colleague that you're not quite sure, you know, what it is or what the file extension is, and it's got malware embedded in it, those are things that, you know, we should be looking out for, and I think are the extra kind of next step precaution. And what I always say, right, like, you can lock your front door, but if you go to sleep at night and leave every single one of your windows open, are you really safe from a burglar climbing through your window or breaking into your house? No. So it's that layered approach, right? Like, you might lock your door, have an alarm system, have a dog, and don't keep your car keys by the front door or whatever. Those are all things you're putting in place to help secure your physical kind of location. And so the IT department at your agencies are doing yeoman's work and helping protect the networks for sure and protecting your information. But that's just one step in a layered approach, and you're part of that approach.
The only thing I would add to that is a lot of times what I see is somebody inevitably thinks that their mission is a lot more important than security. And you got to be really careful about that, because like if you, for example, are putting a satellite in the sky and it has to be ready and prepared to go up by a certain date, but then you need a component from somebody and you decide to buy from eBay because that's the only place that you know that has it available right then, that's probably not going to be in your best interest long term. So just remember that all of these things are for the long term benefit, and don't think that, you know, you can skate by it.
Just a few weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, the White House put out a whole statement about what it was doing in terms of securing federal agencies' networks. And it did say that it would come out with a cybersecurity civilian agency strategy in the next few weeks. They did say it would specifically deal with acquisition.
Yes, so we got, this was called the Cyber Sprint. I don't know if anybody's heard this term, but the Cyber Sprint, it's what we call the 30-day OMB Cyber Sprint. And so there was a huge effort in 30 days, basically, to get our acts together and figure out what we were doing across the federal enterprise to ensure that a situation like OMB just doesn't happen again. I'm sorry, OPM. OMB, no, OPM. We just got actually a draft of the implementation plan that they're going to be putting out for all of the federal agencies, and there is a huge component of that speaking to the acquisition side. So I think you'll see now more kind of coming out. The other big component of that was on two-factor authentication, because that's not happening at every agency yet. And then there were some other components about, you know, the other piece that interests me specifically from where my branch sits and the work that we do is in the workforce. And that's part of like what we're doing here today is talking to people. We have to have the right people, a skilled workforce, a workforce that understands the issues to ensure that whatever processes and all that stuff we put in place are actually able to be kind of upheld, because we've got the smartest people working in the government to, you know, and are aware of all these issues.